Hey there, boys and girls. If there's pre-roll before a Jerry Jonestown Massacre show, that either means one of two things. We either have an important announcement or the show went to hell. And in this case, the show went to hell. We've been trying to line up the Cutthroat Finches for about, a year and a half. And we finally get them in studio. And of course, the biggest storm in Fort Worth history, at least for, well, I guess that's kind of disrespectful to the tornado that hit downtown Fort Worth. But at least this year comes rolling through. And for the first time ever on the podcast, we lose complete power. Right in the middle. And it's chaos. It's crazy. We were in the middle. Sean was telling us a fantastic story about the EP, and it's just gone. So what we're going to do is you're going to hear the show like normal. And then it gets to a point to where it cuts off. But luckily, before we started the show, Sean and Eric came in and they played a couple of songs for us. So once we hit that air point, I'll probably pop back in here and we'll fire those songs up for you. So check them out. So anyway, enjoy the show. It's complete chaos and more than normal because of the weather. So yeah. See you on the other side. Peace.
I will kill every one of them.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
This episode of the
Jerry Jones Last Kicker
is brought to you by
Geist Note
and
Victor Wrench
and Plastic Object.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Fuck is hate us because they ain't us.
They hate us because we ain't us? The fuck does an ain't us have to do with
they
this?
They hate us because they ain't us.
That's not what it is.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. They hate us because we is us, and what we is doing is fucking terrible.
They fucking hate us because they ain't
Stop
us.
Stop saying that.
Hate us because they ain't us. Hater's gonna hate. And ain't's gonna ain't.
That is not an actual thing people say.
This is what you do to haters.
What is that?
Strongest ecstasy I've ever done in my life.
I'm blushing, blushing. Are you blushing? Did you think that you're in love with me? Do you think that you're in love with me? Russian, Russian, the fucking Russians. You just like to say that we're in love.
Show number 311. It is Tuesday.
Amber is the color of energy.
April 23rd, 2019. You know, I nearly did that. I even have it queued up. Y'all aren't funny.
We weren't trying to be funny.
Chill. As we get immediately banned from YouTube for that.
I want a big potato cake.
How are you not just getting banned from bucks, the intro with movies?
For the intro of the movies?
Yeah. How are they good? They're okay with the the songs. They're not okay with the songs, but they're okay with the clips from movies.
I don't know.
They're very confusing.
I didn't write the internet.
Revenge.
They're very confusing.
Why are you asking me these questions? They're so hard. No.
So hard. Happy Tuesday, guys.
Happy Tuesday, Jesse. Happy Tuesday, Matt.
Happy Tuesday.
Can we pretend like it's Saturday, which I thought was when I was going to be here?
Just pretend like it's Saturday. On the fly?
Yeah, this is a weird night altogether because it's been jacked around and moved around. We said what?
Diddled with.
This has been a year and a half in the making, it seems.
Poked and prodded.
It's been
off and
over.
On. It's been rescheduled. Nine,
our people,
10,
your people.
12,
a lot
47
of people,
times.
A lot of people might be like, oh my gosh, it's so Chance Morgan's fault. From Morgan's Mercantile, who's having his opening deal?
That's who
Friday.
We'll blame it on. We'll just blame it on him.
Oh, blame it on Chance
I like that.
Morgan.
You just slid that in there, that promo.
You see that?
I
see
like
how
that.
I did that.
I'm gonna go there before I go see the spectacle at Tin Panther.
All the cool people.
I'm gonna go set all my gear
cool
up and then
people.
Go.
I have a kerchief from the New Panther.
You
City.
Do?
I want to go there.
I want one of those Panther City there. T-shirts. Is what I want because all the kids are wearing them.
I've already slept in
what
my Panther City T-shirt.
Why are you saying that, Tony Diaz?
Because aren't those sold at his store?
Yes.
Yes.
That's why.
At other places too.
Well, okay.
I've already gotten drunk in mine and passed out in it.
Ooh.
Wow.
And vomited on myself. I vomited on my shirt.
Even other people, other than the cool kids, are wearing them.
I wanted it to smell exactly like the chat room and the grotto. So that's what I did.
Mm. Nailed it.
Now I just need to rub some asbestos on it, which now I'm aware of.
I mean, we're in the building for it, so let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's get smashed and throw up everywhere. All right, so let's introduce everybody from radio. Let's go right to left. We'll start over here.
That's not your right. Oh, I am your right. I'm sorry.
I am the right.
Okay,
it's your left.
It's like I was looking in a mirror. I was like, okay, so I'm Sean Russell from the Cutthroat Finches.
Happy Tuesday, Sean.
Thank you.
Tony Diaz with Panther City Exchange LLC and with Locavore.
No band.
I'm in a band, and we play every 10 years. We're called Goodwin. But I'm here representing all the little people. And by little, I mean short.
Tony.
That's who I am.
Happy Tuesday, man.
Happy Tuesday to you guys.
Happy Tuesday,
you did
Tony.
You did a really good job on Saturday, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you...
Thank you.
Although, we'll get to that. I'm kind of upset about it.
Okay.
I'm upset
about the results?
No, I'm upset. I think they're just using Tony.
I think they are, too.
I think they are.
I think we need to.
Did you get any fat Skrilla from that gig?
You mean tacos?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean? Yes, I did.
I
took tacos home to my wife, and she was more than happy with
I like money a lot, but I also like tacos.
I like money, too. We'll talk about that later for sure.
And then, last but not least,
I am Eric Webb, also from Cutthroat Finches, and also representing short people like Tony.
Yeah. So show people got to unite. You know what I'm saying?
That's well,
saying. He's also here to represent Oklahoma because nobody else would dare.
Oklahoma and the things.
Muskogee.
And all of the deals.
You know what?
We weren't going to talk about that.
Both my great grandparents are buried in Muskogee.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, I'm happy.
So let's bring the room down.
I'll just stop.
No, they died years ago. It's all good. It's totally fine. In fact, they died the day the Huffer album came out, EP.
No,
both of them? Like at the same...
No, December that was 5th. When my great-grandfather passed away.
They were listening to Huffer and they literally died.
Yeah,
that's probably what
killed them.
Oh my God.
They were like, is this what these kids are into these days?
Yes, die.
I thought when I got my first colonoscopy, the doctor was playing Huffer.
Oh.
You did. You asked about
true
that.
True story.
You talking about Fat Fingers McGillicuddy?
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
How's your butt?
Oh well, it's almost time for another one. You mean after
like
the taco
by choice
fest?
Or like by necessity?
Yeah, no, how often are you supposed to have these?
Well, if you have history
weekly, apparently
if you have history every 5 years.
Hey, Diaz will do it for $20.
No, hold on.
Otherwise,
hold on, hold on.
You start at 50.
Thank you. 30.
Hold on. You have a history of guys putting stuff in your ass?
No, the colon cancer is in my family.
Oh, okay.
So I had to start early, and I think you're supposed to do it every 5 years. So rumor has it that that's what you're supposed to do. I don't know if these doctors know what they're talking about or not.
I was going to say, how frequent are you going?
You just had one 2 years ago.
Are you enjoying this?
It wasn't 2 years. It's been a long time ago.
It was. We've only been doing the show for almost 6 years.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'll look it up. But I'm pretty sure I'm getting close.
I guess
time for the old...
Can we go
Hey, Doc, can you pencil me in?
Yeah.
Who's your doctor? Can we do tandem?
Whoa.
Like what,
colonoscopies?
We should do a podcast. We've already done it on planes, trains, and automobiles. Do it while we're having a procedure done.
The two, you
know, if that I'm involves be involved, our anus. Then we have to do it before Tuesday.
Wow, that's a rush. That's a rush job.
That's when I lose.
You
got to
prep
insurance.
Too. You can't be going out on a town the night
Someone
before.
Someone in this room knows a doctor that can make this happen.
You have to drink a bunch of shit the night that's before.
True. Isn't it dye or something?
Yeah, it's like, and you can only drink white grape juice.
I'm booked up
water.
The rest of this month wow. and next month
for like the 24 hours before or something
we can't
like
go
that.
Do podcasts
that's the hardest part of it. The actual procedure was enjoyable.
Why don't
yeah,
you?
It's, you know let's what? Get, let's get to the I root. Heard, I think that's the root of it here. What we're talking about.
So you can you. We could do this. We go under and have it done, and you just stand there with the microphones, holding them up to us, oh, and then making boy. Fun of us
up to your butts.
And then do they vacuum me out? Is it like a?
I think if they see something, they pull it out, right?
Oh,
I think that's
I
how
think
it works.
That's what like the like fasting Tuesday's and the laxatives lunch? And stuff is for, though. No, like, before you
that's
have,
what the
you have to
that's
take
what
all
the
those laxatives
formulas for
to blow all that.
You don't have anything in there, man.
Corn blow.
So that's why they can see everything, and if they see something, I think they kind of clamp that bad boy on and pull it out and
just
look
it
at
out.
It. And they're like, what is
gotta,
this?
You got to pay extra for that, though. That's not covered.
That's not covered, yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
What if they find gold?
Well,
or the Holy Grail?
What if they find a cassette tape?
Or a matchbox car.
Yeah, yeah.
Matchbox
that's
car. Probably more common than you think.
Or moon rock.
Sir, the 16 bowls of fiber
be a stinky
are
moon
not
rock.
Covered
you
by
beat
insurance.
Me to it. Because I was going to say the American flag that's on the moon. What if they find it?
That's not on the moon.
What if they find a bottle of whiskey?
We just did an entire album about that. It's not there. Like, it didn't happen.
Yeah, how dare you?
Way to spoil things, Jesse.
I yeah. mean, I think it might be there. I just wanted to interject for a minute.
What's that? What was it?
So we got a lot of things we got to get through tonight.
Yeah, I mean, is there like a set list for this conversation, or are we just going to bullshit?
Is there a rundown? Or?
We got a rundown.
Okay.
Oh, that's what a rundown is.
Can I get a little bit more of myself? I'm sorry.
We stray away. We chase a lot of rabbits.
Yeah,
right off the cliff.
I feel a little bit better about it. There you go. Thank you.
So, yeah.
The thing is, Jesse, we've gotten a lot of emails over the last couple of weeks to bring you down, and I keep slowly.
Hey, can I ask a question that I'm most fascinated with? Like, I'll be honest, my favorite part of the podcast. Like, one of my favorite things, one of, is the Robotronic song.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell is that?
I think
that?
We got another one now.
What a wonderful
it's funny.
Segue.
You bring that up.
Yeah, I think we got one new one today.
What is that program?
So
I think that's the funniest shit I've ever heard.
I have been told by a few people we need to explain this better instead of just firing it off and going and laughing.
Mixtape.
So our buddy, Robotuner.
Red Punts.
What is that?
Red Punts.
What is Red Pants? What is
he used to do a podcast. He's in
a
local band called Josh and the Jet Noise.
Okay.
He plays
yes.
bass in that
okay.
band.
Right. I'm aware.
So he likes taking our, and he's in the chat room now, he likes taking our podcast and cutting it up and making songs out of it, auto-tuning the stupid shit we say because
there's a lot.
Half the time
he has a
we
big
don't know
bank.
What we're saying.
He has a big bank of stupid shit that he can pull from, for sure.
So
then he sends you the
yeah.
amalgamation of various noises, and then you just replay them on the show.
Yeah.
That's right.
So basically,
as
everything
little work
comes
from us as possible.
Full circle.
There you go.
It starts here, it
and
goes
it ends
to him,
here.
And it comes back to us.
There you go.
It works.
Little Lion King action.
Now, this one is 2 minutes and 23 seconds.
Oh, man. Can you get some Kleenex in case I cry tears of joy?
I don't think it's crying he's going to do.
Yeah,
go ahead
exactly.
and get a Kleenex
there's
anyway.
Some around here. We'll
there's
find
some tissues.
There's some tissues right over somewhere. Tony's shoulder. This shoulder. He's not a soldier. Yeah, there's some. All right. Do we want to play this right off the bat since you brought it up?
I mean, this is what I was hoping was here. I mean,
it's the whole reason
now,
he's here.
None of us have heard lying. This one yet. He just sent it over, what?
Like 2 hours ago?
2 hours ago.
Yeah.
None of us have listened to it.
Okay.
And I like kind of like doing it that way now. I used to listen to him beforehand, but now... I like being surprised with everybody. So
Matt, God,
kind of like
no
syphilis. Like
shit on there.
It's like syphilis. Like you never know when it's going to be there, but like if it's there, it's like wow, that
it's going to burn.
I didn't expect that.
You know it's going to burn.
Okay,
Matt.
This song is called Shitholers.
Oh,
great.
Oh my God.
So here we go.
I hope my mom's listening.
All of us weirdos in a hole writing shit constantly. It smells mighty green in here. I'm really good talent. They cover a huge area. Shitholers. Shitholers. Shitholers.
I mean, it's in time.
Sorta.
I'm sure the Fourth Weekly doesn't keep track of
Mr. Panther City.
Dick size. No lubin. Is it full mass salute? Did you get that inch total?
Could be worth it.
Yeah, man, I want to do it.
Post pictures of yourself on his wall at like 4 in the morning.
Shitholers. 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 What's the inside of a
mushroom and cocaine bar
look like?
You get to hang out with whores in front of the bathroom?
Oh, that was before you met me.
This doesn't look like a Twin Peaks.
You've got these people out there grinding.
Do not say the horse.
No, it's just horse.
Yeah, you get kicked in the balls if you say that. Fuck this, I'm just gonna take this off.
It's just a gorgeous tattooed gentleman.
You need to take a cold shower, man.
Thought you got excited.
Shitholers.
He worships you guys.
Shitholers.
Comedy goals.
So many dudes did cry in Tiger Woods' butthole. They showed the video of him doing things with the kid.
That you got excited.
When I started pulling him again, though, really liked to see Tiger come.
That's when they go to Butler's cabin and do the
skin fluids exchange.
That what?
Yeah.
That's very touchy feeling.
Jesus. Tiger touched so many people. Big meaty beefcakes. Yeah, man, I want to do it. He got choked up.
If I bring home chicken wings, that can eat you out.
This country right now lacks redemption. It's like if you fuck Palpatine,
Lucy Kane,
and Kathy Griffin, you're fucked.
A lot of panting, a lot of sexiness.
I do many things around town.
You're not in blackface. Shitholers. Shitholers. Shitholers.
They found a body in the ditch at the fairgrounds.
Shitholers. Shitholers.
Got dark.
Shitholers. Was riding through this world.
Bye, guys. I gotta get my brain checked out.
Screw your head.
Shut up, rubber tune over there.
God bless.
Thomas. Jeez.
That is wow. Amazing.
That was a dark one.
Wild ride.
So that's what he does.
Oh, man.
He said,
that was a dark
midway
one.
Midway through
Thomas?
The show, he goes, I've got so much gold for another song.
Two words, E-Jack.
That's amazing. I heard
he's
going to start.
I want to go ahead and give a special shout out to Nick McClanahan for some of the content that he helped provide on that. So
that's pretty genius.
Thanks, Mitch Chocolahan.
Mr. Panther City. And I heard that RoboTuner's going to start coming to WonderCrush shows and
speaking recording
of WonderCrush
some of shows,
and
that'd be awesome.
He's going to remix them.
Hey, are
not
you
a, not a proud moment, but yes, I'm sure.
No, that's totally a thing that should happen.
Oh,
because
yeah. No, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, we're talking about it. I need to go rehearse.
Right now?
I mean, we have rehearsal starting at 9:30. I'm not leaving right now.
It's 8:56. Where's it at?
So what's your priorities then? Because it's
the bar.
This show,
Jonestown Massacre.
Just started, and you know the show goes
it's
till 10,
right?
It's
the WonderCrush Movie Watchers.
Who's giving you the better check?
Yeah. Which check is paying you more?
Who's paying your bills?
Because I saw a post on Instagram that said you guys are the most overpaid
joking,
podcast
Jesse.
In Fort
Jesse, we're joking. You can...
No, wait, you can eject.
I think she's about to throw a bottle at us.
Shitholers!
Shitholers! Bam! No, quick. Okay, so...
No. I'm going over there after the show. That's totally a thing. But WonderCrush, I'm kind of excited about it.
It's tomorrow night?
It is tomorrow night.
And it's going to be at Mass.
It is.
We're going to talk about that here in a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to get into it.
Well, I know that, well, I know that you're going to be...
I'm coming.
Oh, I mean,
shit.
No. I'm...
What? That's going to be a song now?
Oh, yeah.
Going to be there.
Time code?
No. No, I'm staying for the whole show. Taking pictures and everything.
What time does it kick off tomorrow night?
No, nine. It's on Thursday night, I thought.
No, it's tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow?
Are you a part of this whole organization?
I used to be part of WonderCrush a little bit more.
It's tomorrow, but when I leave here this evening, I'm going over for rehearsal because we have the show tomorrow.
And I'm not at that. Wasn't my question. My question is
that wasn't a question.
What time is it tomorrow so people can go and see it at Mass?
Nine.
At 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
At right. Mass.
At Mass.
At Mass.
We've got that taken care of.
Metallica's playing.
Mandatory, right? Metallica?
There's comedians beforehand?
Yes.
There are.
One
full contact.
Is Tony doing his stand-up?
I'm not doing stand-up.
Is Matt
Brian
Stubbs
is.
Doing his stand-up?
Nope, not tonight.
Matt Stubbs, I have a question
not tomorrow.
For you. Are you retiring from stand-up after Saturday at Taco Fest?
Yep.
We're making a video about Taco Fest. We shot a lot of footage.
Yeah.
Got a bunch of interviews. And we have you.
Let's talk about Taco Fest.
Performing two sentences of stand-up.
Yeah. After seven margaritas.
with a little,
only, like five beers.
Only two lines after seven margaritas?
Yeah. First lesson of comedy and stand-up, don't go up there buzzed.
You know, so many comedians can do it on Coke.
Well, I'm sure I could do that.
And so drunk.
Can I also
try that?
Does anyone
can
have I make, that?
Try that if you
right
want.
Now?
Can I make a counter-argument? Like, is... I think it'd be funny if you just got a handful of Laffy Taffys and you open up the wrappers and you read the jokes until people wrestle you to the ground.
That's very Andy Kaufman of him, if he was to
like,
do that.
In other words, like no matter how hard people fight you, you keep reading the fucking joke.
Are you dying?
That's a good idea.
Is this it?
Do and we hold an ice cream cone, too.
I'm like, calling.
Go get your brain checked out.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Eric and I are part owners in this shithole. I mean, the Mass.
Wow, that's on record, Sean.
So we could wrestle you to the ground.
Yeah.
As a result of being club owners, you can wrestle them to the ground.
Yeah,
and legally. Throw them out.
Legally. And
I don't waste my time with that. I just hope to God we make money. So the more people that can go to this show, please God.
I gave up.
That see my Laffy Taffy show.
Yeah, a Laffy Taffy show.
That's why I have to go
like in other words people
sure
have
people
to
come.
Fight you like you fight to the as death the with that microphone. That's what I like
death?
To see. Well, almost death.
That's a high bar, my friend.
How you know, about
we're
how
very
about just
roller coaster-esque. We go
hey,
up
Sean,
and then we
I
go down to death
just to sit at that.
Yeah. Then we get really funny and then it gets down to death again.
Yeah.
What is going on tonight?
Death
I feel
sucks.
Like I need to wear the antlers.
Mm-hmm. You probably do. Okay. I think you need to do
oh hey cuz I don't have to worry about glasses anymore.
There you go.
There you go.
So what's next on the agenda?
No, I put contacts
to talk about.
On.
Oh, let's you want to talk about Taco Fest real quick?
It says balls on the next.
We can.
What do you want to talk about Taco Fest? I'm going to let you drive that.
The Taco Fest? It was my first one to go to.
Did we skip?
And
it was awesome.
Yay.
I got stuffed.
Did anybody else go to Taco Fest? Did y'all
I
go
think
to Taco
Tony
Fest?
Was there.
I mean, y'all two
was there.
I did not. I was out of town, but I feel like here's the thing.
I was out of town as well.
Here's what I like to. Yeah, he was with me in my pants. But I would like to say. Whenever there's Taco Fest or Margarita Fest, I always feel guilty. Like,
no,
there's,
you don't.
Yes, I do. Because I love mini tacos in this town. Mini
Speaking
tacos.
Like.
Taco Heads. I got to make, like, I love Taco Heads. It used to be behind Lola's. I love Taco Heads. I also love Salsa Lemon. It feels like you, like in this town, you're supposed to pick one or the other. But I feel like both tacos are equally
delicious.
Well,
you would have been safe because neither one was represented.
Yeah, and there was plenty of other taco
folks. There were plenty of other tacos.
Those
none
two.
Of them would have hated you.
They were delicious.
The rest are sucker tacos. Those are the
whoa,
two best
whoa,
tacos.
Whoa, 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 hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, hey, hey. There's a lot of taco places you're talking about here.
Yeah.
I'm willing to go with that.
Are
Sarah,
we talking about taco places or Italian places?
Sarah and Caesar are both proud of me for saying that, so I'm going to stick with that.
I think what we're going to do, Tony, next year is we're setting up a stand. We're going to enter it in.
There's going to be a JJTM taco.
Oh, okay, great.
What?
It's going to be a Taco Casa with the name scratched out.
Actually, I was just about to say, I'm going to recommend edible. Taco Casa if anybody's
edible.
Not had it.
Well, did you hear what
that's
we're doing?
Taco place
we already gave it away.
So
we're going to Taco Casa and buying a shit ton of tacos and just relabeling
them.
Putting our stickers on them.
Yeah, that's it. Same wrapper.
I'll eat them.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll eat
me thinks would.
I would. I
me
would,
thinks we eat all of
I would easily pay an upcharge if someone's bringing me Taco Casa tacos.
I have yet to meet someone that hates Taco Casa tacos.
You have not met not white people, apparently.
Yeah.
Not white people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I may not have asked non-white people if they like Taco Casa, but I'll do that tomorrow at work.
I don't think you've been
there's
on Seaman Street.
Done, I feel.
On where?
Seaman Area.
Come on, Sean.
I've Sean. Spent a lot of time on seminary. Sorry. Seminary and Wichita.
We're going to have to send Sean home. I don't
seminary,
know
Wichita,
he's...
and seminary in Manhattan.
Hump Hill and seminary.
You know what? I'll send a text to time over there Dante right now. See what he
Dante.
Thinks.
Maybe he's in the chat room. Maybe he can tell us.
He doesn't listen to us.
Taco Fest was fun. Good job over there. You've been only talking about this for, what, 6 months? I mean, when did y'all start preparing Taco Fest?
A while ago.
Right after the chili cook-off.
Well, Taco Fest was fun. I gotta say, my belly liked Taco Fest a lot better than Chili Fest.
What about your butthole?
Mine too.
Hey, what about
mine
your butthole? Too. Your butthole?
Yeah, my butthole loved Taco
so
Fest.
So who was the actual winner of the
I will tell you
the
right
420
now.
Taco Fest?
I will tell you right
People's
now.
Choice?
Yes.
People's Choice, it officially went to Righteous Foods.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And wait a minute.
Close behind it was Dane's.
I think you're wrong.
Sean's got a dispute here.
Dane's Craft Barbecue came in second, 8 points behind Righteous Foods. And then 17 points behind that was Del Norte Tacos.
All right.
Wait a second.
Job,
hold on. Wait, awesome. Taco Fest or Chili Fest? He said Chili Fest.
No, I said Taco Fest.
No, we Chili Fest is over.
Chili Cook-Off was at the beginning of, Chili of Fest. March. That was just, he asked when did I start working on Taco Fest.
All right, let me just say Mark Weegar killed it at Chili Fest.
He did kill it, and he deserved to win. That was some of the best chili I've ever had.
That was some hot-ass Fritos in
there.
Has
he started whipping that up at the bar to serve?
I wish.
He needs to.
He should.
He should. Yeah. That's a whole new thing right there, a whole new world.
Yeah, you know, the chat room used to have the lion's share of the cigarette smoke, but now they could have the chili corner.
The whole chili corner. That'd be nice. It'd be great.
Yeah.
It would be great.
Well, like, and I mean, the fact that, like, Cole used to do, like, the kolaches off to the side, and then Sam used to come in and do the tacos. So I know Mark could definitely throw it down, but the fact that, like, having to do the venison and everything that he does, throw it in there. No, I don't think that anyone doesn't have freezer meat to be able to contribute to that, but also that's a whole other food permit.
That's another idea, kolache contest.
Oh, yeah.
I think they do that.
An Oscar's fucking never been done. Von Schiller, I don't
know.
I'm from West. I'm from West.
Freitaker Christian.
Do you want Kobolesk? Because Kobolesk contest is possible.
We could do it.
Let's do it. So yeah. Jerry Jonestown's Massacre podcast goes to.
Sponsors.
Goes to.
the North Kalachi.
So we saw some cool people out there, too. We ran into Tony Green.
Sorry,
yeah.
Sean. Right.
After our show last week that everybody has jumped our ass for.
Dustin Schneider.
And been like, y'all are terrible Dustin. People, and they point the finger at me.
Dustin, take this.
What am I doing? Why am I hiding this? Why am I
no,
doing
you
this?
Just want
at,
some.
At our advice, it's best
so
to move
yeah,
it that way.
Got to hang out with him?
Yeah, we got to hang out with him. We did some interviewing with him. I think he shot a bunch of footage with us, which is weird.
He did. I know that a lot of that is probably going to get used for maybe a spot to be able to bring, I don't know. I don't want
to keep people away from us.
What do you mean?
It'll be a warning. He'll be like, listen, there's these guys. Here's a picture of them. Here's some
video. Stay away from those guys.
Here's their name. Don't listen to the show anymore.
So we need to make sure that we do a really awesome, awkward photo shoot to be able to submit for... The right photo to be used for people to
dedicate
know who we
a song.
Are.
I'm going to dedicate a song to Tony Green later.
Well, technically,
you can do it right now
with Tony Green. He's going to come in here. He said he would. After the show last week, he actually called me like immediately after the show. Thanks, Nick. And
thanks, Nick.
Is he in the chat room right now?
We've had some chatting, some
Nick,
talking.
Are you in the chat room right now?
It was good. It was totally good. Tony's
either one.
Tony's a great guy. Tony's a great guy. We had a lot of fun at Taco Fest with him. We hung out with him for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
One time, Tony was at Kent and Company, and I was trying to put up a poster for a Cutthroat Finches show, and he yelled at me, and it scared me. A little bit of pee came out.
Have you recovered from this? Have you seen a therapist?
Did you get a fear bone?
Are we good to go? Is it a fear bone?
Well, I might have.
Okay. We'll just check it.
Hey, you play your cards right. I can change these pants anytime.
See what I'm talking about? Every time.
Whoa.
Fear boners are completely natural. They happen from time to time.
We allow fear boners on
this we'll
show.
Allow that, especially when it starts thundering.
Okay. And then Saturday night after Taco Fest was the Mean Motor Scooter EP release party, which was a fun, good time.
I had a good time while I was
there. I'm just going to
say
that was a party tonight. That night. It was fun.
I love that band. I really
do. Too.
They honestly put on one of the most like entertaining shows mm-hmm. that I've seen around town. And then the music's phenomenal, too.
If you guys
go see Mean Motor Scooter, for sure, if you haven't seen them.
And it was a good night at Mass.
By the way, Becca and Joe are working on a video for us, like an animation kind of video for us from Mean Motor Scooter. And I would also say that the best song from Mean Motor Scooter is called Portals. And they have yet to release it, but it cries. Chewbacca cries. Every time I don't see it on a record, because I love that song. It's so good.
Well,
are you Chewbacca?
Or is that what you're saying? Are you Chewbacca?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Let's go back to this. Are you Chewbacca?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Bottom half of his face is Chewbacca.
Where'd that come from?
I'm ham sandwich.
Full 180. Everybody just go see Me Motor Scooter if you can. They are an amazing band. In
they are.
It's quite the show.
That was a fun party. They did great that night. It was fun. Henry the Archer opened.
Another phenomenal band as well.
Chillamundo actually kicked things off for that night. Another phenomenal band. I mean, it was a night of great bands. And then we had some Brian Breckenridge getting up there doing something.
Ripping it up.
Thor is not happy.
Talking a lot of shit on people.
Yep, talking a lot of shit.
That was my butt.
I wasn't ready for him to go into sharp and neo-Nazi humor, but we went there and it was fun.
He likes to push the limit.
He does like to push the limit.
Like the skinhead against racial prejudice? Appreciate.
Yes.
Shout out to Brian Breckenridge.
Shout out to Brian Breckenridge. Him and I had some good conversations that night.
Good job on the skinhead.
We'll get into it later.
Greg Girardo of Fort Worth.
He is. And then one other thing I wanted to bring up that was sent over to us, and I want to throw this out there because being the Jerry Jones Time Asker, you know how we roll. We accept money. We accept bribes. We accept donations.
I'm not giving you shit.
We're no part of this collusion, but the Fort Worth Weekly Music Award nominee ballots have been rolled out.
Yay.
What?
And there's a few of them sitting in this room right now. So if you want your band on any of these categories, you just slip us a couple of hundreds in our pocket. We're good.
I'm not going to slip you any money because I have none.
But I will ask
you very nicely if you could maybe nominate our band for something.
We're cheap. We also work for whiskey. So.
I will give you a hug.
I do not. Yeah.
How about a hug?
She works for weed. We work for
either Cutthroat Finches.
Probably facilitate that. We won't talk about that on air. We'll talk about that when we go smoke cigarettes.
You can either nominate the Cutthroat Finches or the Cowtown Ladyboys, either one.
It's the same band.
I do my part to make sure both of you guys, whenever I get the email, that both of you guys are on the ballot.
Yeah, we tried to
put
y'all in there.
And see if I can avant-garde and hip-hop out, but it doesn't allow me to cut Sean specifically out of the ballot, and that sucks.
Just do what I always do.
I've been trying to get Sean out of the band for a long time.
I do think, though, that I mean, the future of radio is in what you're doing here, so I hope that people will listen, because I seriously think that, like, if they really...
That's too much pressure.
Gorilla.
No, if they really want to hear, like, what's happening in a particular town, like, you need to know what's happening in the podcast in the local town. So that's the deal. I said that shit right now.
Let's talk about you guys. That's the smartest thing you've said.
2019.
Let's spend some time talking about you guys.
I'd love to. It's my favorite subject.
Shocker.
No, not you specifically, Sean. Like, maybe the band, I think, is what you were talking about.
Yeah, we'll talk about.
So not just you, Sean.
That was Tony.
We'll talk about the Cutthroat Finches then.
It's a good move right there.
So what are you guys up to?
Solid.
You've released this puppy, which you brought us tonight.
That sweet, sweet vinyl. White vinyl. By the way, it doesn't have to be white vinyl. It just happens to be white. It's nothing. But we're working on an EP called, which is Extended Play. It was going to be five songs, I'll be honest. It's called In Event of Moon Disaster, which was a speech. Look at these posters. You guys are space nerds.
Actually, we can probably find it. If you Google, can you bring this up right now? Somebody got it on the interweb.
I am partially as the token female Googler of the show. I am
actually
on
of moon disaster. In event of moon disaster.
She just fell asleep.
And so this was basically a speech that was written that was supposed to be given if something were to go wrong with the Apollo 11 like 11 mission where they were going to the moon. If they crash and burn and shit didn't work out.
Holy shit.
This was what was going to be written. Yeah, go ahead.
So what if
it's a speech.
It's a speech
and we can play it, but so y'all believe we went to the moon?
Well, 100%.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Because if we didn't, then the Russians would have.
Tony's rolling his eyes.
I was just doing this. Was this a green screen?
We all went
to the moon.
We went to the moon.
Hello.
We went to the moon.
100%.
I think it was dramatized
Wait,
a little bit.
Wait, do you
bit,
guys not honestly believe that we went to the moon?
No, like, I do. I just want to make sure we're all in good company, because there are some people that come in here like, well, the Earth is flat.
Right.
I mean, it is.
And we never went to the moon.
No, it's a it's a big dome. It's
the,
big dome bullshit.
Being held up by elephants.
The email, the questionnaire, like the requirements. Come
Do
on
you
the guys show.
Think that the
yeah.
the
I
Earth
don't think
is
we've
flat?
Had a, we've haven't had a flat earther on the show, have we?
Yes.
Who? Yeah.
I feel like we hadn't had a
I don't
flat
know if
earther.
They want me to call
it doesn't.
Me on.
Hey
since
man,
the 1400s until 2017. Like
if you want to come out there with that kind of stuff,
it's like a big gap. It's like huge gap.
You need to be proud of your name.
Time.
Yeah, it was like Galileo's cousin.
Yeah, it was like Galileo's cousin.
It was like Columbus,
all the way to
and then like
Buford in Tennessee in 2017.
Why are we yelling?
Who works at Costco?
I'm standing a foot away from you. Why are you yelling? Hey, I do have something I want to say real quick. Since we're talking about flat Earth and you work in Denton all the time, have you seen the house? See, Tony, God
See,
is
God
mad
knows
at you.
That Earth is flat.
I just got, I got a little bit of shit pants right there.
I apologize.
Have you seen the flat Earth house up there in Denton?
That sounds
spray
yeah.
painting all yeah. over the place.
Yeah, I sent you a picture of the cars and stuff.
Yeah, I've seen the car.
There. Yeah.
But I didn't see the house, and that's down the street from Civil Audio.
Yeah.
And I was cracking up. I was like, oh, there's the house. They have a little globe in the front yard that says, this is a terrible model.
There's a new dude, I think he might be involved with them, that rides around on a four-wheeler and like has sirens and stuff on it. And he posts up on corners and just starts yelling at people.
Is he yelling at you?
Is his name Rain
I don't
Man?
Know if he's yelling.
Definitely in Denton.
Is his name Craig
I
Welch?
I feel like he has doubts if that much effort in trying to disprove something. That's a lot of effort.
That's a lot of effort.
Yeah.
Cruise around on a four wheeler. Hey,
all right.
Man,
kind of sounds like he's winning.
So y'all have recorded all this material.
Yes.
And y'all are going to name it in the
event of
moon
disaster. Yeah.
Are all the songs moon based? Are they space based?
It's basically from start to finish. It's based off of this speech, which is, again, like we said, was meant to be given if shit went down. You know, like, it didn't work out the way they wanted it to work out, and they died, whatever. But from front to finish, it's basically just the story from, like, even almost from, like, the astronaut's point of view.
You want to hear the first line?
No, actually, I want you to read the whole thing.
I want a full dramatic reading that RoboTuner can tear apart and make into a song at some point down the road.
Fate has ordained that the men who went to the moon to explore in peace will stay on the moon to rest in peace. That's already brutal.
Already fucking deep as shit, right?
These brave men, Neil Armstrong and Edwin Aldrin, know that there is no hope for their recovery. God.
All right, so
but they
wait.
That there is hope for mankind in their sacrifice.
Stop right there. Sean, we can ask this right now. Sean, are you okay with just going ahead and playing what we have?
Bam.
Huh? What do we have again?
I mean, this is a podcast.
Do you guys
like,
have any
releasing.
Song on there
not,
called Moonfire?
We actually have the outro that's this is read over.
Do you guys have one track called Moonfire?
We have like Daniel Bayless from the Ticket, from the Hardline. Actually,
he reads
the speech, and he did a great job, like trying to make it sound like period correct, like you know, like 60s era kind of thing. And it was like what it was. My drummer, which is my niece Drea, she found the speech. I don't know how. Like it's been in the National Archives for. You know, 60 years. So nobody's had, there's no reason anybody would ever look for this thing, right? And she found it somehow. And she was like, we should do a song about this. And she was so inspired. She thought it was such a monumental speech, you know? And as I read it, I just thought, like, historically, like, what an amazing accomplishment. Like, some technological feats over time, they kind of, I don't know, they fade a bit. But this one kind of seems bigger over time. Like the cell phones that we're all fucking around with on here have more power than the whole spaceship that flew people to the moon and back.
Yep. More power than the space shuttle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like which blows my mind. And when they needed to make corrections, like they had to do math, which I can't do.
Now we have apps for it.
We have apps for math. But seriously, like
and it's flying a space shuttle.
Design most of the computers like. For a lot of
I believe
their,
so, yes.
Yeah, and so well, it's like calculator type technology.
Yeah, Right.
Yeah.
And by the way, the thing was is like every Apollo mission was a build up to the lunar landing, and Apollo 11, like if it didn't go well, it was going to be on Northrop Grumman, which we'd never have heard of today because we would erase them out of history.
Yep.
You know, because their rocket failed. But the fear was like this speech was written. It was one speech written by one particular man amongst the other things because, I mean, clearly in my mind, the odds were so far against them succeeding, and yet they went anyways, which is amazing to me. Like, I just think, like, if we're going to be proud of anything as Americans, like, that is an amazing thing that makes me really proud, you know, that these guys, not even proud, it makes me admire the feat that it was for what it was in its time. It was an amazing thing because the odds were clearly against him, because Nixon took the time to write a special speech in the event that these guys did not make it off the moon. So,
yeah. So steely-eyed missile man.
What, how many tracks are we looking at on this?
Well, it was going to be five tracks, and then we wrote like seven. So we played a couple. We're gonna play a couple tonight, but one of the tracks that, like, we try to imagine, like, from a perspective of, like, start to finish. Like, imagine if you're, like, it's Sunday and Monday morning you're waking up and you're about to fly to the moon. Like, how do you even sleep, first of all?
I wouldn't sleep. I would not either.
No, I'd freak out.
I wouldn't sleep a month leading into that.
But also, like, it's hard for us to imagine in our modern age, like, the information that comes down, like, the information that was – there were literally people betting in Vegas, you know, against – and most of them primarily were against these guys succeeding. Like, it was a large majority. So, like, you know, in that day, for them to accomplish this thing was – I just think it was an amazing thing that we should be proud of. I mean, not to be overly sentimental. It's just a thing that we should be proud of because these people like represent something that is great in our country and great in us, you know, like, and I don't know why. Well, anyways, I cannot imagine if it was me that I would take that on.
Yeah,
I would definitely duck out.
Yeah. I get panic head when I go to Galveston.
That is something that
I can't imagine going to the moon.
I think I screwed up my life because I feel like I should have been an astronaut.
I think so, anything
that has to do with space or space travel, I get freaked out about.
Well, it's because of Space Camp, the movie.
Do it.
Yeah, Space Camp.
You're all about that.
That's what changed everything.
Yeah. And then what was it, the Explorer?
And that dumb little robot.
But why does it freak you out, though?
It freaks me out like I should be there.
Like in space?
Like every time I saw a shuttle launch, I was like, I should be on that
thing. Do you think we're going to have...
I should be on it.
There's going to be some fatalities with the trek to Mars. There's going to...
Oh,
it
absolutely.
Has to happen.
Yeah.
So we're going to be right in the... We're going to be watching that up front and close because of social media. Instagram and everything. No. Yeah, they're not coming.
Yeah, but hold on. This is the thing. It's like the whole idea of this record was what you find out is like... So we actually contact some people that know Buzz Aldrin, which we don't have enough money to pay him to... to give this speech. That's why Danny Bayless was very gracious and
couldn't get Buzz, so you got Dan Bayless.
To act as Walter Cronkite.
Use his Buzz Aldrin voice?
No. I'm serious. Like when you listen to it, you would not know it was him
at
all.
Did you get that? Can you pull that up?
We're trying.
I'm trying to find it. Where'd you send it to?
JerryJonestown at Gmail.
Okay, it hasn't come through yet.
But I think that I think that the speech and everything like that, like again with the mission to Mars, what I see is like this is a world where you could hide stuff like the fear of a nation. Like imagine, like we're all on pins and needles waiting because this is our greatness or it's our greatest failure, you know. And so it's like when Mars happens, which it will happen, like you know, like it just blows my mind, like that in our kids' generation, like there will be people that live on Mars,
live off planet.
They will live off planet. Like, that will be our kids. Like, that could not be imagined. Engineers and scientists. So it's like, but
we gotta live off. We gotta live on the moon first.
I know.
Generation for this to actually.
And I know,
but we have a better chance of living on Mars than the moon. And what this tells us,
how do we have a better chance?
Not now.
It's a lot closer to get to the moon, and we already know on the backside that there's Israeli moon bases.
Well, and Mars is actually like a shit place to live.
I think
let's look at that. I don't think Mars is really going to be our destination. I think Mars is just a test to see what we can really fucking accomplish. It's not going to be like, oh, we want to go populate Mars. That's ridiculous. I think we're trying to get beyond this galaxy. I think we're trying to find other worlds on Mars.
Easy, Arthur C. Clarke. But what will also be true is that if the American way is to pretend like we are 100% confident of things, and then secretly people are like, oh my God, like there's no way this is going to happen. They're going to crash into the planet and blow up.
Well, yeah, there's going to be a lot of spin.
How long is this outro?
It's about 2 minutes.
You want to hear it? I got it now. Now that you sent it to me, you want to hear it? I want to hear what Danny does on this.
Space. So.
Here we go.
That's Mr. Daniel Bayless, sir. Oh.
Let's see here. Is it coming?
You heard it first here.
Oh, this is so absolutely first.
Fate has ordained that the men who went to the moon to explore in peace will stay on the moon to rest in peace. These brave men, Neil Armstrong and Edwin Aldrin, know that there is no hope for their recovery. But they also know that there is hope for mankind in their sacrifice. These two men are laying down their lives in mankind's most noble goal, the search for truth and understanding. They will be mourned by their families and friends. They will be mourned by their nation. They will be mourned by the people of the world. They will be mourned by a Mother Earth that dared send two of her sons into the unknown. In their exploration, they stirred the people of the world to feel as one. In their sacrifice, they bind more tightly the brotherhood of man. In ancient days, men looked at stars and saw their heroes in the constellations. In modern times, we do much the same. But our heroes are epic men of flesh and blood. Others will follow and surely find their way home. Man's search will not be denied. But these men were the first, and they will remain the foremost in our hearts. For every human being who looks up at the moon in the nights to come will know there is some corner of another world that is forever mankind.
Pretty cool.
That's pretty fucking rad.
I feel like that speech is in one of the exhibits at Kennedy.
Is it?
Over at Atlantis.
You know what's funny is when we sent this to some people, like we were looking for, you know, like different types of like ways to utilize this and make the most of it. Obviously, as a band, like you're trying to figure out any creative ways, just like you guys are. Like how can we make this of value to somebody bigger than us that has a ton of money and an empty checkbook? But
that's exactly what we think every day.
Anybody out there have an empty checkbook?
You got a checkbook?
Yes. So, you know, like as we were thinking about it, I talked to a few people, and a certain person, like, out here in Fort Worth was like, well, I know Buzz Aldrin. I could send this to him. And I was like, I was just like, oh, my gosh.
That would freak me the fuck out.
Like if I could drive down to his house and just get his – and you know, it's funny what he said, though, was I wonder if he ever even heard the speech. You know, I was like, why would he have heard this? Like, this has been in the National Archives for, like, you know, the last – 40 or 50 years. Like, why would...
Like an audio version? Or no, do you think he's never even read it?
I literally have a scanned copy of the printed speech.
Like that handwritten
speech. So you don't think that he's ever heard of this speech?
I, like
he had to have.
They had to train them for whatever. That. And you know,
yeah, but why would they share this with them? Like imagine 1960s propaganda and politics. Why would they share this speech with the people that they were dependent on to beat the Russians, essentially? Mm-hmm. There's no reason they would have.
Well, do you know there was a contingency plan if they came back that they were supposed to stay. They had to sign over that they were going to live underground, like seven stories down in Houston, if they found bacteria, like some kind of weird bacteria or something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they had to sign over to NASA letting them know that you're going to spend the rest of your life down there if we find something. You just got to be okay with that.
And sure.
So that's they did a lot of weird things back then that were – they make sense. They had to.
Yeah.
They had to
– there was the suicide pills that they packed with the astronauts just in case.
Like cyanide pills or something?
They did pass them, yeah.
Yeah, because if a window broke out that they could bite into the capsule and die. Or,
well,
yeah.
And again, the North – like if you, like you study the Apollo missions, it's
those?
Like they're all phased.
No, I
like,
didn't bring it. I'm sorry.
Like everything was phased, right? Like every Apollo mission was another add-on to do this thing. But it was kind of like...
Well, it's kind of like what's going on with SpaceX.
Yeah.
We keep taking these steps.
Steps, exactly.
It's
but I think the thing is that the space endeavor, the endeavor for humanity to go in space to traverse the solar system and beyond, was going to be limited so long as it was held within a government agency. I think that it needed to branch out into
the private
sector so that different people could imbue different ideas into it. So that way you get just like American industry, there's a wide variety of different industries. And I think that can translate towards how we utilize space.
So yeah. I think we
utilize traversing it and then speak to your or you're actually going to Mars and beyond at some point, not now, not in our lifetimes, maybe not even in our grandchildren's lifetimes, but at some point we're going to probably get off the planet and probably populate habitable at least, or something that we can terraform or make habitable at least, man-made. We're going to start to populate different parts of our own solar system.
Yeah,
and there's going to be have to be something sustainable. Like I was watching, what's it called? The Expanse, the television show, The Expanse. It's really interesting. A lot of that stuff is kind of like, you know, all right, it's a stretch, but the preface of it is
I don't
really,
know what that is.
It's a show that talks about Earth in the future, where Mars is a sovereign planet and like the Kuiper Belt.
Is this a Netflix
it's like
thing
on
or
sci-fi or something like that? But anyway, there are mining colonies on the Kuiper Belt, which is the asteroids and all that stuff like that. And it's like it talks about how human beings in the future, not the near future, but in the distant future or whatever, have been able to populate various aspects and areas of the solar system, and how they interact with each other. And it's funny because it's the Mars Earth thing reminds me a lot of America in the 1700s to Britain. Like, hey, you're going to take orders from us there on Mars. And Mars is like, excuse me, why should we do that?
We're Martians now.
Yeah, we're self-sufficient.
Yeah.
And we don't really need you anymore. So we'll just do our own thing and you guys just do your own Earth thing. And ever since then, there's just kind of been, you know, it's interesting. But I think the thing is that the human endeavor calls for us to do something like that. I don't know that it's going to be that like I just laid it out, but and if we do that, science is going to play a big role. Industry most certainly, and commerce is going to play a big role because it has to be funded. And so it is realistic that it can happen. It may not even happen how we imagine it, but I think it's going to happen because we get cabin fever really
the
fast.
You know what I think the race is? Is the race is not between the companies that are these private companies that are trying to get there the quickest, and it's not the between countries between us and China and Russia. Honestly, this is a scary fact, or not? It's not a fact. It's my theory. I think the race is get up there before the world is imploded. What I think the real race is.
That's a dark way to say it.
I think that's what it is.
I think we all know that, like.
We're circling the drain.
We are exactly. Basically. So, I don't think that's like the rate. We need to get up there as soon as possible, but I do think that, like, it is inevitable
that
we are going to
milk this planet of all its damn resources.
Yeah. Certainly,
at some point.
I mean,
at some point.
What was the population in the '50s versus now?
Jeez, oh, I don't know.
Five or six billion, maybe.
I don't have any idea.
No,
man.
Back in the fifties. Back in the '50s, it was like 3.5 to 4 billion.
Oh, and
now
it's almost
doubled
eight. Yeah,
since
almost
the '50s. Just in that short period of time. So, who's to say that's not going to be a doubled in another 50 years and we can't sustain it?
One of the things that creeps me out about that speech, going back to this Apollo 11, is that it says two of them are being left behind.
Yeah.
So Michael Collins had to be like, peace out, bros. I'm flying this shit back without y'all.
He's just orbiting, and he's like, I'm gone.
Y'all
like,
find an Uber.
Yeah,
there is no, it's one of those things like I feel like we're a society that like expects safety nets, and there was no safety net. Like that was one of the few times where America went up with no safety net, no test. There's no way to test it. Like Northrop Grumman was on the deal to make this happen or fail. I also think like what I loved about it was more than I mean, like I said, it seems like an amazing feat, but I also think that like in today's political environment, the way that we talk to each other,
you couldn't do it.
You couldn't like, and I think it's like, that's what makes it more amazing is more than the technical aspect, which is amazing.
Just the communication,
the people
barriers
aspect
that we had to get over too.
Yes.
Like we didn't have computers. I mean, we did, but they weren't like they are now.
Well,
but also you're talking about a project that is bigger than politics and bigger than the things that will easily divide us like sheep. You
but
know,
that's,
like,
well, and that's why they're saying it hasn't been done again is because A, it would cost way too much these days. And that,
I don't know if it,
what the fuck.
Goddamn, Tony.
Yeah.
I want to hear, I was playing for Sean. Such a beautiful speech.
But we still work with other countries,
that collaboration. That rocket would cost way too much. The Saturn V rocket would cost way too much.
It's ridiculous.
Days.
Just the fuel.
The cost
well,
of it.
I mean, everybody was
on its
behind,
own.
Was behind
yeah.
the funding U- and the bills.
Well, I find
no,
it,
the U.S.
I find it funny.
Was behind it.
Well,
not everybody in the world.
I'm not saying everybody in the world. I'm saying everybody in
the
United
U.S.
States.
Was behind it. And
no,
they had to make a big deal out of it.
Just think about this. Like, the U.S. and Russia worked together so much on space exploration and have for a long
now
time.
Now they do.
Yeah,
but back in 69,
but
between 65
but beyond,
and 74,
know,
they didn't give a it was a race.
No,
a
I race. Understand that. But beyond that, like, if you bring it back down to Earth perspective, like, we're supposed to hate Russia.
Oh,
you
no.
Know, we're
nowadays,
supposed to be, like, you know
yeah,
what I mean? Like,
works, I mean, that's
so
how
why
all our guys get to the space station is because they launch out of Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but that's my point. It's like, why do we work so well with Russia on space exploration and the development of all of that? If that wasn't as important as it needs to be, which I think it is, then there's obviously something greater that we're trying to accomplish, because on the surface, on Earth, we're supposed to hate Russia. Does that make sense?
I don't hate Russia.
Well, hold on.
Russia.
No, but you know what it comes down to is, like, you think about, like, growing up for me at least. Okay, so I'm older than most of you in here, except for Tony. But imagine that, like there's, like, two versions of the future, right? One is Mad Max, Star Wars, like this desolate, you know, tore up, whatever.
Fucking Mandalorian.
And then there's only one show that was about mankind becoming something greater than itself in its day, which was Star Trek. My dad worked on Star Trek. He was like a props guy on Star Trek. Not to brag, but he was a Star Trek.
Reefer
he was,
Madness.
So he's responsible for the phaser.
You know what? I think
he did the tribbles titles.
Oh, okay.
And also the what do you call it? When you transport, teletransport. He did the fishbowl and the glitter and all that stuff to make people transport. But I think, like, what's funny is, like, everybody, like, when he tells a story about it, and he's gone around and spoken to people and about this thing, you know, a lot of the Trekkies who love to hear the stories about Roddenberry. And what he tells is, like, everybody made fun of him, of Roddenberry's idea, because it was ridiculous. It was like this idea that, like,
the same thing with
this
Lucas.
Greater good, this yeah. greater good that was... It was the only, like, future utopian thing that was, like, something that was better than what we were. If you think about every other movie, every other sci-fi thing from Kroll, which is in 3D, to
The Black Hole, which they're remaking.
Like every other show was always this like dystopian society. But this one thing, which is Star Trek, was mankind getting past its petty bullshit and making something greater than itself. And,
until they ran into Klingons. Well, and then it was war.
That isn't humans, though.
That's not humans' fault. That's Klingons' fault.
They're like Russians.
Well, yeah, but they're way farther away.
It's funny because Gene Roddenberry, you know, was the way that he kind of modeled a lot of his aliens, or at least some of them, was he mirrored what was going on at the time, you know, and the Russians, you know, were supposed to be this Cossack type race that was very
gang.
No, you know, like you know, they're very just uncivilized and Cossack and Russian and
there you said it again.
You know, well, that's what he was trying to do, racist. And he was trying to, but he also had episodes like I forgot the episode where the guy that played the Riddler in the Batman 60s. Show, I can't remember the actor's name.
Jim Carrey.
Cesar Romero.
No, that was like the Joker.
Cesar Romero was the Joker.
Okay.
But this guy, there was an episode in Star Trek where half the planet was split in black and white on their face, and the black was on the left side.
Oh, man.
And then the other side of the planet, the black and white that was on either side was the different color was on the
opposite.
Other side. Yeah, and they were fighting each other. And it was kind of like, you know...
That'd be a confusing war, man.
Well, but he was,
what side is
it was
this
a
Frank?
Social commentary that Gene Roddenberry was trying to make.
Has he got his black on the left face or the right face?
Was it Frank Gorshin?
Frank Gorshin?
I think that's him.
Yeah, the guy from
confusing?
The Riddler.
That's it. That's
the Riddler.
It. You nailed it.
Yeah.
That's it. Perfect.
Yeah, thanks, Wikipedia.
It'd be like...
Wikipedia, you did it.
Wait, are we friends? Because this is stage left, or is that stage right? What is stage left? Which is stage left?
Roddenberry, to his point, Roddenberry was trying to do a social commentary.
You're right.
You go out with a big mirror, war's over.
The differences of color of skin,
the big rains,
and how unimportant it was in terms of the character that you have as a person. And so,
he also had the theory
that
if you go back in time and get some whales and then bring them to your time, it would save the planet.
By the way, my first kiss at Star Trek 4. No big deal.
Jesus fucking Christ, Sean.
I'm going to say my first kiss.
Weather moving in. I like undiscovered.
Weather
country.
Moving in.
I'm going to say my first kiss was,
honest, it was
Dirty
weird.
Dancing. Thank you. Dirty Dancing. Thank you, Dirty Dancing. Gonna... First kiss.
All right, so this EP.
Did you have the time of your
let's
life?
Get back into the gust of things.
Know,
this EP. This EP. PP.
Your PP.
That y'all have made longer. When is it? When are we going to hear it? When's it going to be
June.
Released?
June.
I'm going to say July, just to not disappoint people. But
because you got to include naps.
True.
Well, Sean definitely has to.
And tacos.
I'm getting old. But we so we're playing Friday on the Green. So we're playing Mass, which Eric and I are part owners in.
Yeah, how'd y'all get that gig?
It used to be called the El Remy, which is the Latino drag club.
Not owning it. I meant playing there.
Oh.
How'd y'all get to play there? That's so crazy.
Gotcha, gotcha. What it was is June the 8th is our two-year anniversary at Mass, which Eric and I are both owners in, along with 172 other musicians.
Aldridge and a bunch of other people.
Yes.
Y'all need some podcast investors so
we can
knock it up to about 200 people.
We just, honestly, we just want to see the goddamn thing stay open and have a great place for bands to play.
That's a great place for bands to play.
Did y'all just recently come on as owners?
No. We were the OGs.
Y'all been on since day one?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Eric and I helped build the stage that used to be a drag strip at the El Remy.
Yeah, I actually did do that.
Also, I want to say... Wayne Floyd invented a drink called the El Remy.
Hey! Nice.
The drink involves horchato, fireball, and goshlaga.
Good lord.
That doesn't sound pleasant.
My
the
belly
next
doesn't
day.
Like that. Like
I'm sure it's glorious that night.
It's called the Winner's Cup, also.
Do you get a badge if you drink it?
You do.
You should.
Does my name get to be put on a wall here at Mass?
They should make one of the big wall posters designated to the El Remy winners.
Yeah. It just says, this asshole dared to drink this.
I know Georgie can make something look real badass for that. So.
But all the names are written with Sharpies in a tramp stamp position that says, well done, sir. And it's just like your butt.
So you
Slancha.
Oh, okay, that works. That's what it should be. The previous drinkers all signed the new person's butt. and it just gradually goes. So,
like a centipede.
Yeah, in a few years, someone's got their entire
and there's
bag
the
full
business
of signatures.
Model right there, guys. Yeah.
I think the business that, model is just
a fucking think tank.
Just get people to go to the shows.
We talk about how much is a think tank.
Dude, totally, it is.
We should start a bar called the Centipede.
The human,
drink
human centipede.
Come to the shows.
Well, you only have to pay cover, but you have to be attached to the person behind you to get in free.
Yeah.
What's
you
the
know what I love about Mass? I'm going to tell you, I love
what's the place behind y'all?
The Electric Cowboy.
The Milk Plant.
Milk Plant.
Vandervoorts.
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 Yeah. All right. Yeah. There was a big discussion about this Milk Plant the other day.
And Escobaro's Garage.
I mean, you want to make Russian, white Russians.
Can you, Dustin?
We do, I think.
For days, y'all can make white Russians. Vandervoorts is right there.
So what I want to do
that shit
is we buy that bar.
Lockdown, yo.
Leslie's we buy, and we turn it into the Centipede.
Oh!
Right behind y'all.
Oh,
what?
And we'll do a relationship like the cave, or caves in...
Rainbow.
You know,
Rainbow Lamp.
Yeah. Sunshine does.
Well, hey, what I would...
Business
Rainbow.
Model.
I want caves in sunshine in my town right now.
Yes.
Like,
needs to be.
Right.
So that's what we're going to do. Sometimes. We're going to buy the Leslie.
Get it on.
And we're going to turn it into the human centipede.
You heard it first here on the Jerry Jones Town Massacre.
This is a terrible business plan and
it's
a terrible name.
Southside Centipede.
I got some capital I'll throw in there.
I could see some angel investors go, do you actually have numbers with this business plan? Another shot.
You don't understand. It's going to be like from the front and to the back. It's going to be connected.
Don't whisper so loud.
That's all you hear.
Just kill me.
There's going to be an exit and stuff.
It's
going to
be
awesome.
An entrance.
All this space talk is making her want to shoot herself in the brain.
What are you throwing around?
The top to that Coke.
I can't wait to hear that at the bank.
All right. So business plan is starting to roll. We'll get this going.
All right.
Centipede.
We'll do podcasts from there every other night. We can have all our podcast friends come do their podcast from the human centipede.
So the EP.
You enter through the butt. So the EP we're going
to
see in July.
Yes, yes. It's going to be in July, so we're going to release it. We're trying to, what I hoped was, we're with Hand Drawn Records, so we're hoping to press it on vinyl and make it a, make it a special vinyl that's like etched with a moon on one side.
Does Dustin have to have a lot of talks with y'all?
Yes, he has to talk us down off the fucking mountain.
A lot of talks with you guys.
The thing is like, I think... Like what I really want is like for it to be like collector vinyl.
Destin's like, I talked to you about that, Sean. Remember?
So, whoa.
Yep, that's happening.
I think vinyl. What I love about vinyl, like when I was a kid, the first vinyl record I ever bought was Kiss Destroyer, and the only reason I bought the record, and I cannot believe my Christian mom allowed me to buy it, was because. They look so badass on the mountain of trash, which is now known as Detroit, basically.
Jeez.
Detroit.
Sorry to all our Detroit listeners out there.
But seriously,
Eminem, we apologize.
Like vinyl records, I caught the very, very tail end of it. And it's just like there's so much that you get to say about your band on a vinyl record and that you don't get to say. Like I think young people – are missing out big time. Like all they know about a band is a little 2-inch square on their
thumbnail?
Cell phone screen.
Yeah, on their
thumbnail.
Cell phone.
They have no idea who the band is, where they're from, like what they're about. They don't even care. Like there's no connection to music. And it's like when you buy a vinyl record, and the people that have been buying our vinyl records, and have been buying records from Hand Drawn, have been people that like they miss that connection. Like I mean, a lot of them are older, but then a lot of them are really young.
I miss it.
Yeah, it's like think about like when you open up a record and it's like it told you everything that you wanted to know about that band, all their lyrics, these images.
Yeah.
Like I remember the Queen record with the giant robot. You know, like I still think about that record cover, you know, and I think it made me believe something about the record. I don't even know if it was true or not, but it will always be the way every time I hear any song from that record, I think of that image of that giant robot.
Yeah.
Or Mental Health, like with Quiet Riot. It was so cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like you
the
just
Twisted
got,
Sister record, too. Was it Burn in Hell or what? The one where he's in the corner?
He's eating the bone?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's eating like a turkey leg from the Six Flags, you know, or the Texas State Fair. Like he's like.
You know what's crazy? Is my first record was Michael Jackson Thriller. It was my first vinyl I ever got. And I used to stare at that thing, just like you're talking about, for hours, just reading everything I could that was involved in it and all this. But in the imagery, Michael Jackson had like his hand like this, his veins. Like, I don't know if it started getting censored on the later pressings, but the one that my parents got, you could see both of it, like whatever this is, his tendons and stuff, perfectly. And I was like, I would just stare at them like, man.
I wish I had tendons like that.
His veins are
shed veins like that.
His tendons and veins are about to bust out of his arm.
I wonder if he's a user.
Yeah, that's weird.
But not like Ren and Stimpy, where the veins are like above the.
But getting back to what you're saying, though,
so weird.
That's the thing. I did that with so many albums. I would just sit anytime I got anything new, even with CDs. I would just sit there for hours in my room and just almost to my I got a headache just reading it, reading whatever I could over and over again. And now kids just—it's just like you said—it's just—it's on Spotify, and then they'll go Google and then YouTube and see what they can find, and that's about it. There's no physical copy that they get to hang on to.
I don't think that this is a new conversation that nobody's ever had.
No, it's not. But here's the state of music. Here's the state of music.
My point.
I just got a text from Justin. He told me to tell you to stop. Just stop.
So here's the thing I'll say is that listen, in 2017, like. Almost half of all the profit from all the music business, every song ever sold, came from vinyl records, which is mind-blowing.
Last year, it outdrew digital sales.
Vinyl?
It did.
Vinyl did. Vinyl outsold digital.
And the thing is that you're also not talking about a massive amount of records, but you're talking about like a group of people who have decided that music, like they want to connect with the music that they buy, and I love that. Like, so it's like I want to pander to those people, like the people that they want something more than what's on Spotify or this more that's on iTunes. They want a story. They want to know the back thing. They want to know who the people are that played in the band. And so, like, you know, it's like that mattered to me when I was a kid.
Yeah,
it mattered. It was everything when I was a kid. You know, I didn't know the Cars all wore wigs back in the day because they were so fucking ugly and had lice or whatever was happening with their hair. But like that record made me believe about them, whatever they really wanted to sell. I don't know if that's true. That was a rumor on MySpace.
Lice. Personally, I like.
But look, there's a poster in there. Pull that out. Yes. Look at that. Look at this. See, look.
That's awesome.
See?
Nice.
Look at these.
See, like, I want people to, like, want to know what we're trying to say and who we are, you know?
It's the full treatment from the 70s,
look,
man.
It's not the Farrah Fawcett bathing suit pose.
No, just read what that says. Though. Listeners who hear, which is what you're hitting
it,
on.
Yes.
You want people to listen to this.
That's right. I want people to get what we're doing. And I think people that buy vinyl records, they're looking for that kind of connection. They're not looking for one single that is cool and that is 3 minutes of greatness. No. Like, they're looking for something that makes
them. They want to invest their time into the full album, the full story you're telling as far as an album is concerned.
Well, you know, when the vinyl craze took off, I told my wife that I was going to do, holy shit, that's heavy. Yeah. I told her I was going to do one thing. I was going to buy all the vinyls that meant something to me.
Yeah.
Right.
That lasted about 2 months.
But it's
about $600.
Because listen, there's a lot of albums that you like, but the ones where you're willing to make the investment in buying an album,
white vinyl?
Like buying a vinyl album. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
it's a very pretty album.
When you and I were kids, Sean, there's a lot of tapes and CDs. Or when we were all kids, we had tapes and CDs we liked. But if you were to say, you know, now I have a little disposable income, I'm going to go buy some albums, like vinyl, just to have it because of the sweetness of what vinyl is and stuff like that, that selection becomes more selective. It's not like you're going to go buy everything from your child. I'm not going to buy Seven in the Rag of Tiger from Duran Duran if I know that I can have, you know, a Genesis album. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's a difference.
I don't know about all that.
Oh,
you just need to tap the brakes there,
you
buddy.
You know what it
you
is.
You need to tap the brakes. So I want to talk about the artwork on this album.
Yes, from Mr. Matt Cliff.
He's difficult to work with, isn't he?
No, he's not. He's a ginger, but still easy to work with.
I know.
With.
He's soulless. But
is he soulless, really?
Look at this guy. Wet t-shirt contest.
Is that confirmed?
He's soulless.
Look at Captain
because
Titties.
He's a ginger. Nice wet t-shirt contest. You go outside for 2 seconds and
sweet,
it's pouring.
Hey.
Terrible.
He
brought us that.
Come here. Come get
this. Definitely is his work.
Matt.
Get this dollar bill with your teeth. Come here.
You know what it is? Like
Matt Cliff is an amazing dude. He does some great artwork. And
You know, let me just say this about Matt that I would say for artwork is that first of all, he did the artwork with Eric is in Jedha and the Ghost Tree. Mm-hmm. So Matt had done artwork with Jedha and the Ghost Tree, and then so he told me about him, and I literally sent him a few songs, and I was just like first listen, if you want to take on this project, just listen first. And I, like, in my mind, I was thinking 1984 was a record because it's like once we recorded more songs than are on this record that will never probably be released because some of them I fucking hate. They're terrible that I wrote. But like once we pared down the songs that we felt the best about that were honest, the most honest songs, it was like they were it's not that they were political like on a particular side. It's just that they were political in nature. So it's like. It was just about like the state of where we are and where we're going and how dangerous it is. And all I could think about was 1984. And so it's like all this imagery. I was looking at all these book covers. So Matt Cliff just listens to about five of the songs and he comes up with that cover art for the record. And like he was looking at like he gave this explanation of it. And I just thought to myself, like, how great is it to have an artist that really gets what you're saying? Like, I mean, right off the bat. Gets what you're saying. And again, it's not that it's trying to be preachy in some way politically to one side or the other. It's just more about the dangers of like where we are and what we have forgotten, because it seems like we are masters of forgetting our own history. Like all the things that we need to learn that would make us better, we seem to forget and make disappear. And that record like is like just going back to thinking about those things, and Matt Cliff got that right off the bat. I mean, without me explaining anything, he didn't even know me at all. I mean, like, I don't know Matt at all at the time. I'd never even met him when I sent him the artwork. And it was like the first bits of art, I was like, I understood exactly what he was doing, and he understood exactly what I was trying to say, which was amazing. So
this summer's release, I guess you're taking back to him to do the artwork?
Well, we might. I haven't talked
I think
to him yet.
You just sold yourself.
I know. I just sold it so hard. Oh, yeah. But I do think like I've been looking at all like I have this Pinterest board. Like my wife like looks at Pinterest. Her name is Honey, by the way.
Hey, Honey.
Yeah.
Howdy, Honey.
Exactly. That's really her name. That's really her name. I thought it was made up. You know, just like she was trying to blow me off, not interested kind of thing. That's really her name. But Honey was. Like she's like a Pinterest fanatic.
Yeah,
she has all these like boards. Like I'm talking thousands of images. So I started looking at like Russian propaganda and American propaganda from Cold War era, and I think it's so awesome.
I love Cold War era. You're doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what it's a mix. But it's like it's also funny that because of posting that and because of being a fan of certain political views. The amount of shit that I get, like, on Facebook, like, I have tried to stay away from saying anything politically, but it's like, no matter how hard I try, I get the beat down from everybody that I've ever met in my life, like, because they make assumptions about what they think that I think, you know, so, you know. Not that I'm a victim, but I'm just saying, I don't even care, it's just... I just think it's sad that we're in the state that we're in, which is what this record is.
So how about that? The craziest sound that I've ever heard recorded in this studio happens when all power goes out. Because at that point, the shed went into complete darkness, full of people. We all screamed for our lives, afraid we were going to get cut up and murdered. And then we realized it was just the storm blowing through. Now, Jesse did do something cool. She fired up Facebook Live, and that audio sounded a little something like this.
It usually gets saved.
I know Mixler got saved. When we were recording our band out here, it usually saved if we ran into
We are currently live on Facebook Live, but if you're tuning in or...
Who's doing Facebook Live?
I have Facebook Live going right now.
What's up, Facebook Live?
On my phone.
Hi, Facebook Live!
You know, so if anybody wants to use any kind of lighting for ambiance purposes, but,
Hey, I'm gonna pull my pants off.
I'm gonna go ahead and just pick up where we left off, but,
where we were on the show notes. I know we were talking about the new release. We've got Wondercrest coming up. Tony's going to be hosting that. I know that the boys are going to be coming to that.
I need to talk a little bit about Rock Assembly and head out. I got 1,000 emails that I have to... I'm doing a couple of other events in the community, and like, it's an early day for me. So I gotta...
Done it this way.
I have to get up really, really early, and so I probably just need to go ahead and maybe talk
about it.
Well, we're live, so let's just keep the show rolling.
So, Sean, I'm so excited about your release coming out.
Show you a release.
No, please don't.
See?
Oh my God, Sean. That's all. Why, Sean? Why, babe? Why do we gotta go?
We need a JJ.
It's okay.
All right.
Okay, so... So, Fort Worth Rock Assembly, November 15th, 16th at Lola's Saloon. We have a lot of really cool bands that have already signed up. I will tell you that everything from UFOFU to New Order to Black Sabbath is being covered. I can't tell you the bands who are covering them, but we have some super heavy hitters, including, I will just say there are some members of the Toadies that are going to be involved for Rock Assembly this year. We have some amazing sponsors, including Huffines Honda, Pequeño Casa. We're getting Fort Worth Weekly involved. Obviously, they help us every year. It's going to be an incredible show. There are some reveals, such as the fact that this year, the Friday of November 15th, is going to be dedicated to the Deep Ellum, Denton, and Fort Worth music scene of the 90s. And we have bands that are covering everything from old 97s to UFOFU to the Toadies.
To Hagfish.
Y'all are doing Hagfish?
Hagfish. Dude, so it's gonna be really, really cool. And for everybody that is a big, huge fan of the 90s music scene in DFW, Denton, and Fort Worth, you're in for a freaking treat. And we're still taking bands in, so all you have to do is Gmail fwrockassembly@gmail.com, and we will we'll answer any questions that you have. And obviously on our website, I mean on the Facebook page and on the Instagram, you can download the Google form so that you can fill out your band and get us your information so that you'll be considered to be part of the event. We have an incredible team this year. Panther City Exchange LLC is backing this up, as well as backing up. We're the ones that are helping to produce the Wondercrest Movie Watchers Club. And we'll be taking on Riffomania pretty soon as well. We'll be umbrellaing those two shows. Nick has worked that out with our LLC, and so going forward, we'll be giving resources and probably trying to get sponsors for future shows into later parts of 2019 as well as 2020. And I'm excited to be part of that. We have some big stuff coming up as far as Arts Goggle is concerned. We're going to be trying to get some pretty heavy hitters for that. Panther City Show LLC. We also have an LGBTQ event that's going to be happening on June 15th. It's called Trinity Pride at the Friday on the Green space, the day after that Friday on the Green. And I'm working with some incredible people who have worked with Joe Burns and other great political figures to put that event together. So stay tuned here in the next few weeks to see the promotion for that. And a lot of irons in the fire, but I'm excited to be here with all these great people. You guys are luminaries in the city, and I'm glad to count myself among you. And I got to go home to the wife and rub some feet and check some emails. So love you guys.
All right, so here's what I say we do.
Speak into the mic.
No, I'm not going to.
There's a microphone there. So here's what we're going to do. We got a storm hitting us, and we're all... The only we have now is your Facebook Live?
It's my Facebook Live.
So this is the only feed we have right now. What I say we do is... I guess we're going to have to wrap it up. We're going to have to line everything by phone. And... Tony.
Yes.
Maybe come in next week and do all that.
Yeah, let's. We'll all elaborate.
I hate that was all by phone. It needs to be.
Yeah.
It's okay. It needs to be done.
No,
right.
I mean the thing
hey,
is,
are
I
you
know how the show goes?
Are you going to Wondercrest tomorrow?
I'm supposed to.
I'm signing off, but we're probably going to do a Wondercrest bit for. It's on selfie mode.
So,
I'm going to turn around to
here's
you.
Here's the thing.
We're signing off.
And that was all she wrote. But, like I said earlier, Sean and Eric did record two songs before we even started the show. Actually, they recorded three, counting the intro song of Blushes. But these two new songs, they said they have never recorded. They aren't laid down anywhere. So I think that's how we're going to end the show. In fact, I don't even know the names of these songs. It's kind of crazy. I should probably hit them up, find that out before I post the show. But anyway, here are the two songs, and I hope you enjoy it. We'll see you next week. Peace.
What do you say about the pink?
In 3, 2, and 1.
You're in the pink.
Go.
first time we played these on any recorded thing.
Ever? Back up.
This is it.
Back
up. First time.
Nice. Awesome.
Still in the pink.
Still in the pink. Job.
Thank you. That's the first time we've even played that anywhere, period. So.
Amazing. That's kind of badass, too.
There you go.